And people said that all the old people they know didn't drink coffee. They didn't drink coffee.
Well, that's good because it's such a high price, man.
I think so, but I can't drink it.
When dinner's on the table and there's some friends around, what would you ask them, you know?
Y'all come on and have some dinner with us. They'd come. Some of them.
Yeah. What would your daddy tell y'all to sit down for dinner?
To sit down.
Uh-huh.
We know not to do nothing but come in there and sit down. Down when they tell us it's ready.
Yeah.
When they tell us it's ready, let's go eat. He wanted us to eat a plenty.
He did?
Mm-hmm. He had plenty of peas and potatoes and things like that, milk and butter and syrup. He raised that for us. We had a plenty. A
lot of food back in those days?
Plenty. He went that way he done. He raised what he eat. And he'd kill a cow. And he would have put this cow, you know, he'd kill this cow, and he'd get by him a sack of salt. He'd put a little bit at the bottom. Then he'd put a piece of meat down there, a piece of the cow, you know, covered. Then he'd put a little bit more. And then when he get all of it in there, he wouldn't put much.
In a
bag. He'd lay the whole sack of salt emptied up on top. And when it go there to eat it, he would get this, like you say, he's going to cook something tomorrow. He'd take it out and soak it. Well, you see, he'd be just like fresh meat. But people don't do that now. You tell anybody that now, they make fun of you. I told a lady about it the other day, and she just thought that was the worst thing she had ever heard. I said, well, us, your head and us ain't dead, and it's too good. She said, I didn't know you could keep it that way. I said, well, you kept it that way.
Uh-huh.
You kept it. And he'd put on the wash pot, you know, like sardines. And he'd cook that wash pot of syrup, cook it to can. And he'd pull it and twist it and lock it up in the smoke aisle. And when he'd tell us to do something, he'd give us a piece.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he'd tell us to go do something and do it quick and good. Like he'd tell us, he'd go in there and break us off a big piece like that, you know. And that's real good. Now, we didn't have all this fancy stuff, Mr. McKinley, what people's eat now. Steak and all like that. We didn't have that.
Yes, ma'am.
We didn't have all that. Different things, you know. But we had a plenty to eat of what we had.
Yes.
We wasn't hungry.
If the food had been cooked and served a second time, you say it had been...
He wouldn't let us eat that way. Our mom had to cook us something, because he wanted his children to wake and he wanted them to have plenty.
Well, you'd have a big dinner, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
And then what would you have for supper? The food would just be...
Oh, she'd cook fresh. Sometimes we'd have just egg, bread, and milk for supper. You know, like that.
Yeah.
That's the way we done.
Egg bread?
Egg bread cooked with butter and eggs in it, you know.
Uh-huh.
And that was good bread. It tastes good. I cook some now when I feel like it. I like cornbread.
Yeah. Did your daddy ever smoke?
That's what he smoked, a pipe. And he'd lay that pipe down and go to sleep, you know. And I'd slip and give him smoke. And he said, I thought I had been to sleep, but this pipe yet on. He had been to sleep, but I had done smoked that pipe. I got one now. I got one, two. Here, one.
Uh-huh. Do you smoke pipes sometimes?
I do. I smoke them now. In the house, at night.
Now, snuff, you just put it in your mouth and hold it there. You don't.
But that snuff goes down. That's never key. Let me tell you, that's never key quick as whiskey. Don't let nobody fool you.
Mm.
It'll kill you.
Some people put the back in their mouth, a big old plug.
I chew back too.
You do?
I chew back and I use snuff and I chew that smoking back. I smoke it too.